Good morning to you on this Thursday. Chuck Meether with you. We are at Heidelberg Catechism, Lorte 35, question and answer number 98. But may not pictures be tolerated in churches as books for the people? No, we should not be wiser than God, who will not have his people taught by dumb idols, but by the lively preaching of his word. And then some scripture to go with that, Jeremiah 10:8. But they are altogether dull, hearted, and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. Habakkuk 2:18-19. What profit is the image that its maker should carve it? The molded image, a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust in it to make mute idols. Woe to him who says to wood, awake! To silent stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet in it there is no breath at all. 2 Peter 1:19. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And then finally in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, so that's our scripture, and that's where we see God. That's where we hear from God. So then why would we want to sketch God on paper or depict God through art or create movies where Jesus Christ is portrayed by an actor? What profit do those things give us that the Word does not? If you are a true student of the Word, you can absolutely picture Jesus from God's Word. Not in an artistic rendering sort of way, but in the way in which Jesus said to his disciples when he told them he was going to leave them physically, but then give us his Spirit. And that Spirit would bear witness upon the Word, and that Word would be sufficient for the church until Jesus comes again. And he also gave us the sacraments, which is a very physical representation of the work of Christ. But if that were not to be enough, do you think Jesus would not have said, well, let me go ahead and sketch in stone, as Moses once did with the law, let me go ahead and do a rendering of myself so that you would see me and generations thereafter can see what I look like. He could have certainly have done that, but he didn't. And he didn't because he did not want his disciples and future generations to hold on to the physical appearance of Christ. Because that was an issue. The disciples didn't know what to do if Jesus would have left them. And so he said, I have to leave you in order for you to carry on the work of the church. But in doing so, I will leave the Comforter, the Consoler, my Spirit, who will reside in your hearts. Friends, is that not enough? It ought to be. It ought always to be. So as you walk with him today, see him through the lens of Scripture and be content with how God has revealed himself and his Son by the application of the Holy Spirit who bears witness to the Word. And walk with him today and be a blessing.